Hello.
Hi, this is Ariana returning a call from customer support. How may I service you today?
Yes, ma'am. I had noticed that there was a $54.94 charge on my card. And I don't know what that's for.
Yes, ma'am. You can provide that zip code. I can better assist you.
Do what? I'm sorry.
If you can provide that zip code, ma'am, I could better assist you.
37871.
And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Diane Blanton.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am, okay? To try to locate an account using the zip code that you provided.
Okay. So I received an email. I don't know if this may help you or not. I received an email that said, you know, you've got free cookware, just pay for shipping and handling, which was $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. I can see that is one of our products. When you pay for the shipping and handling on the cookware, it was a free welcoming gift until our monthly subscription at our factory discount store. So the $54 you probably sent on your card is a monthly subscription for it.
Okay.
And it give you a voucher in your email, ma'am. I don't know if you put the correct email on file because I'm trying to locate your account right now to better assist you. But most of the time is they give you a voucher in your email where, say, if you wanted to purchase some more cookware out the discount store, you can use your voucher to do that at a discounted price, or sometimes you can use your whole voucher to pay for it, such as tablets, iPhones. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I must have misunderstood that. I don't want a membership. I thought that was just it. I guess I didn't read the fine print. I don't want the membership, please.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, can you spell that name out for me so I can try to locate you by your first and last name?
Yes, ma'am. My last name's Blanton, B-L-A-N-T-O-N.
Okay, first ma'am. I have B-L-A-T-O-N. I'm sorry, B-L-A-N-T-O-N.
A-N-T-O-N. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the first name?
Diane, D-I-A-N-E.
D-I-A-N-E, is that correct?
D as in dog. Yeah, I-A-N-E.
Okay, give me 1 second, ma'am.
You're fine. That was my bad. I must have not have completely read that email properly, but I do not want the membership. Because I don't even know how. I literally just clicked on the email and it took me to the page. So I don't even know where I was, honestly. I was getting my mother-in-law the cookware for Christmas.
Okay, ma'am. Can you give me 1 second? Because I tried your name.
Your phone number. Do you need the email?
There's the company email, ma'am. We represent the company with the customer support. But if you could provide me with your the last four of the card that was billed and the first six, I can better assist you.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Give me just a second.
I don't even know where my wallet's at. I don't have my wallet and I am not at home.
Let me try to see, ma'am. You okay, ma'am? Because I'm trying to locate you. Because that is one of our products that we do do. But sometimes they'll give you the wrong customer service number, or they'll put you out under something else. So when we look you up, you'll probably be in one of our other systems. But I can't explain it to you because I know what it is. But it is the monthly subscription of that charge.
Okay, so if I go back into that email,
you can provide me with your email, ma'am, and I can try to look you up about it as well.
Okay, it's Diane, D, all lowercase, okay? D-I-A-N-E, B-L-A-N-T-O-N, 4959@gmail.com.
4959, correct?
Because I gave the, I called the number that it gave me on my bank account, and it, you know, it asked if you wanted to be called back, you know, when there was a representative available. So I chose that, and y'all called from a different number than what I had called. So I was like,
I'm callback. I'm in callback mail. That's probably why.
Okay, because this one popped up California, and the other one was like an 866 number. So that's why I was like, okay.
And this the number that you're calling from that's going to be located with the account?
No, ma'am. It's my mother-in-law's. It's 423-368-7728.
Okay, I got 423-368-7728.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am, I wish I can. Give me 1 second, okay? We try to get somebody else that can show me.
No, you're fine. Thank you for even, you know, searching for it. Because, like I said, that was definitely my bad. I did not read the fine print. I didn't read that properly. I saw cookware. My mother-in-law was asking for cookware. And it said shipping and handling. I was like, yes. That's what
yes, ma'am.
For Christmas.
Because I'm trying to cancel you out because you called. I'm trying to see if I can. Give me a second. Because I'm trying to see
because
if I can maybe go through and try to.
That $54 will actually put me negative 30, and then my bank charges me $40 every time I go negative. So it's going to be a $70 negative on my account.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand that, but I don't even have you. I can't locate you. And I was going to try to last for and the first six of the number didn't only be charged because that's our last option, but most of the time it comes up by that.
Okay, so you need the old card number.
The
I know
number,
the first four.
The last four, ma'am.
You need the last four?
Yes, ma'am.
0546. 2276. Those are the last eight, I think. 2276.
No, ma'am. We can't.
Four.
We just need the last four.
2276 should be the last four on it.
And then the first six. We don't take full card numbers over the phone.
Okay. So the last four is 2276.
And the first six?
Is 4229 21.
Okay. Diane?
Yes.
Okay, they got it. What's the last name, ma'am?
Blanton.
Oh, God. Somebody, do you know a Deanna Stewart?
No, I don't.
Oh, they got the same card number as you. That's wild.
Well, then they have took it. They have took it off of that website that I use because the 795 went through perfectly fine, and then this morning there was a 5494 charge, and my bank said it was for music or some sort of music. Something. Yeah, so I need that so I don't go $70 in the negative. That would be fantastic.
Yes, ma'am. And the card number you provided me was I don't you said it was definitely not you. So
no,
give me one. Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still here, ma'am, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, the only thing I can advise you to do, because I couldn't locate you anywhere in my account using the information that you have, is to go through with your bank.
And, okay, well, it's been disputed. I just didn't want to get anyone in trouble because, of course, Diana Stewart's not me. I mean, Diane Blanton is my name. Patsy Diane Blanton at that. I mean,
yes, ma'am.
And the card number, if it's right, then they have had to have taken it when I used it on the website to pay for the shipping and handling. That's the only time that I've ever used this, and that she had to have gotten it, or he, whoever they may be, must have gotten it off the website. Because there's nobody in my household, my mother-in-law's household, or anyone that we know with the last name Stewart.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I understand that, but since you had already went through with your bank, ma'am, there's really nothing else I can do.
Okay.
With that, I wish I would be able to cancel your account out and be able to handle everything on my end, but I can't locate you, ma'am. So if you went through your bank, then there's nothing really I can do. And I'm so sorry about that again as well.
No, that's fine. That'll work. As long as the bank, like I said, the bank's disputed it. And once they see that it's under, you know, like Diana Stewart, they'll know that it wasn't me. So,
I can't say that person. I for a sake can't say that person, took your account or anything. Just when you have the first
six. Well, she has the same card. But there's nobody that should have the first six and the last four the same number coming from a TBA credit union. No. My bank's a credit union. So they don't have the same last four and the first same six.
Yes, ma'am. I really can't say that because it's a lot of people that go through credit unions, and you'll be surprised how many numbers pop up. That's why we still ask you your name when we enter the last six. The only way a person will be able to be ported as far if they were to have your whole number, and we don't take whole numbers on the phone. So I really can't just say that that person, for say, have did anything because they don't even have the same. I don't think they're located in the same area with you, ma'am, and their account already been closed out or whatever. So,
okay, well, that's, like I said, that's fine. It's been disputed through the bank. I just wanted to try to see if we could get it fixed on this side.
Yes, ma'am, and I wish we could have, and I'm so sorry about that.
No, you're fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.